This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Vietnamese baguette sandwich, banh mi, is a product of French colonialism in Vietnam, merging French ingredients with Vietnamese ingredients. But not all banh mi are created equally. So we have someone who's been trying a whole bunch around town to let us know about some of his personal favorites, and that person is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So this is basically a fusion food.
I guess that's right. As you said, French colonialism led to this. So you'll find the baguette and the mayonnaise, and then you have the grilled pork and pate and different piggy products. And so those come together for really sandwich nirvana for me.
What makes for you a good banh mi? What are you looking for?
It's savory, it's sweet. So you start with the bread, really. I mean, the bread needs to have what I call a little bit of shatter, that kind of crackly flakiness to it. And then it's got to be flossy and soft on the inside. It helps when they're homemade, but it doesn't have to be, as proven by a couple of my favorites here. Of course, you want fresh veggies. You want the nice sharpness to the pickled vegetables. You want some heat and the floral cilantro. And of course, you want the pate to be homemade. You want the grilled pork to be nice and juicy. There's something called maggi sauce, which a lot of people don't use, but I think it really sets them apart. It's, you know, really kind of an MSG-laden, very salty sauce. It's kind of like a soy sauce. If you're getting a banh mi in France or in Vietnam, you're going to find this sauce. So that's another key component. So sometimes you just got to eat a bunch of them to find out what it is you like.
Texas has a large Vietnamese population. It's the third most commonly spoken language in the state. Austin, of course, is a big part of that. So there are a lot of Vietnamese restaurants. How did you chart your path through all of the options?
We have a lot to offer here, and some of them are from a previous generation. Those places you usually find in North Austin up around Research. There's a few I really loved. And then what's interesting is that you also have the next generation, places like number one on my list, who's a younger guy. And so there's a really cool mixture of ages and generations in terms of the Vietnamese food here in Austin.
Tell me about some of these places.
One of them is really a cart, and it's inside of a Vietnamese bakery called Lucky Bakery up north, and it's called Banh 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 Mi. And it's up there off Research Boulevard in between Burnett and Lamar. Their bread is amazing. It really sets them apart. The chicken liver pate is nice, and the roasted pork was fine, but it's really that crunchy roll that also yielded a nice shatter, which I really love. So that was number four on my list. There is a place over in East Austin called Pho Please, and that is owned by a woman named Tien Do and her husband, An Nguyen. Right on Riverside, in a newer development, one of those mixed-use developments. An Nguyen had worked, apparently, at several of these kind of OG Vietnamese restaurants that we have here in town, and he and his wife decided to open up their own. And it's more modern, kind of sleek and hip. And, you know, this grilled pork had some five-spice buzz to it that was hard to identify. And they had a grilled beef that was served in a soy sauce. They had a really flaky baguette that was just stuffed with pickled veg and jalapeno. That one, in particular, there's, you know, if we're talking about French Vietnamese sandwiches, there's a je ne sais quoi about certain sandwiches. And it had that, you know, sometimes you can't even identify what it is that you love about a sandwich, but we bit into that one and my dining companion and I just like, okay, this is it.
Well, I got you. Let me know your top two.
Baguette et Chocolat is a little French bakery out in Bee Caves, and Chef Chi Minh Pham Dinh, I think I'm saying that correctly, is just the embodiment of the multiculturalism that is the banh mi. His family was from Vietnam, and they immigrated to France. He was raised in Versailles, and he's had this bakery out in Bee Caves for 7 years now, I think, and his baguette sets him apart, not surprisingly. And number one is Saigon Le Vendeur. And that is Chef Tebi Nguyen, who grew up in San Antonio after immigrating with his family from Saigon. He worked at a hibachi restaurant when he was in high school, which kind of made him fall in love with the grilled meats. And then he worked at Daruma Ramen here in town. And he's got a trailer over on East 7th Street, right there near the Cap Metro rail tracks. And he makes his mayonnaise from scratch. He has fatty head cheese. He makes a really nice, sumptuous pate from scratch. Now, he gets the bread flown in. It's par-baked, and then he finishes it in the oven. So even though he doesn't have the capacity to make his own baguettes, he sourced them perfectly because it's a great baguette. I hope one day this guy has his own restaurant because the trailer is fantastic.
Those are just a few places to try a great banh mi in Austin. And to read Matthew Odom's full list of 10 recommendations, go to austin360.com or check it out in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom is their restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.